Blog Talk Radio.
Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start or grow your own business. Hello, everyone. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, April 23rd, 2012, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, ladies, do you have a joyous and productive weekend? You know, I pray that all of you were able to get rest, get peace, and now you feel renewed and you're ready to put your goals into action this week. You know, we had a wonderful show last week with the topic, Empower Your Beliefs. And during that show, we discussed the fact that your belief system is the driving force behind all of your dreams and all of your goals. So if you didn't get a chance to listen in on last Monday, simply visit SuccessfulWomanRadio.com and click on the link archives in the top gray menu bar, and from there you'll be able to listen to last week's show as well as all of the shows from this year's broadcast. So don't forget to do that, and while you're there visiting SuccessfulWomanRadio.com, make sure you go ahead and sign up for our weekly announcements that we're going to be giving away prizes and just keeping you informed of the upcoming show topics. I want to thank all of you who participated in the Running Your Business Solo teleclass on last Wednesday. You know, we had quite a few participants, and I had great feedback on the class information, so stay tuned. We will be putting that teleclass up as a special recording purchase for those of you that missed out on the Lunch and Learn teleclass. You know, one of the things that we really pride ourselves in at Women About Biz is we really try to stay on the pulse beat of what it is that women need to learn to apply to their business so that they can see more success, not only in their business, but even in their everyday life. And Running Your Business Solo is one of those teleclasses that did just that. And so I hope that you will go to the WomenAboutBiz.com website and just take a look at a lot of our articles that will really help you to run your business efficiently. We'll give you some great ideas. It is 12:03 after the hour, and I'm so glad to see people tuning in to Successful Woman Radio. And as always, we ask you to bless us by flashing over on your phone if you've dialed in and call at least one other woman. You know, there are women out there right now who need to hear and get a dose of our motivation. They need to get inspired to take action in their lives. And as you know, that's what we do here at Successful Woman Radio. So we ask you to go ahead and flash over and call at least one woman and say, look, girl, get on Successful Woman Radio because you're going to hear something that's truly going to help you in your business and in your life. Have her to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for those of you that are listening online at your desktop or your laptop, please make sure you go and shout it out to your social networks. And, of course, if you're able to, go ahead and call a girlfriend, an associate, someone that you know that this person needs to hear this motivation today. They need to get the good information off of Successful Woman Radio so that they can get their week started right. And, you know, that's what it's all about. It's helping you to get your week started right, getting your mind focused and giving you better clarity on what's important for you and your business. We've got a great show lineup for you today, ladies. Of course, you're going to get the opportunity to promote your business on Successful Woman Radio today. So when you hear press star 1 on your phone keypad, don't procrastinate. Go ahead and do that. So if you have a product or a service to share, or if you'd like to introduce your new fan page or your new website, or how about just sharing what you do, we want you to be able to do that. And we're going to give you a short period of time to do that. So it's 30 seconds. So you have time now to just jot down something that you'd like to say within 30 seconds, because we'll be coming back around to that in just a little bit. We're also going to share with you a couple of things that are going on over at womenaboutbiz.com. And, of course, one big thing that's going on here at Successful Woman Radio is that we're going to be announcing the winner of our Kindle 3G contest. That's right. One lucky recipient who registered for our community participation Kindle 3G contest at Women About Biz is going to be the proud winner of that very thing, a beautiful Kindle 3G, and they are going to receive it this week. So stay tuned, because we'll be announcing that shortly. And, of course, our hot topic and, you know, our hot topic and theme for today, in keeping with the overall theme for this month, the power of choice, we're going to be discussing focusing on the 5- and 6-figure income. This is a powerful topic. Guys, I'm going to be giving out some great information to help you stay focused on that very thing. So you definitely want to go ahead and get your pen and your notepad. And if you haven't called that associate or that friend or someone that you know needs that encouragement, whether it's your team or what have you, you need to go ahead and get on the phone or start texting and make it happen. Make sure you have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Now, individuals can also listen to the show live by going to blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. Again, our online live channel is blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio. And so, of course, it's just so important as women that we spread the word and help one another as we are trying to make things happen in our lives and in our business. And the best way to do that is just to take action, just to do it. I want to right now be thankful and gracious to you and say, I really appreciate all of the support you ladies are giving to Successful Woman Radio. We have had so many people to sign up on the Successful Woman Radio site to receive the announcements. We've had people asking questions via email. We have people emailing us, thanking us for the information that we're giving out. I had one person last week say, thank you so much for the information. I didn't have a lot of money to pay for a consultation, and a few things that you said really helped me. So, you know, again, that's what the Successful Woman Radio Show is about. It's about empowering you with the tools and resources to really make it happen and giving you that encouragement, that motivation. At this time, I want to go ahead and ask you a very important question. And for those of you who are familiar with the show, you know what the question is going to be, right? Of course, did you get a chance to do some joy pampering? Did you get a chance to do some last week and all weekend? Remember, ladies, it's your responsibility to receive and bring joy into your life each and every day. Simply take 15 minutes each day to do something that makes you smile, makes you appreciate life, makes you have that warm feeling of satisfaction. You know, as women, we are just so multitasking. We are just constantly keeping busy with a lot of things going on in our lives. And then when we burn out, we're asking ourselves a question, I don't know why I feel so tired, or, you know, why is it that I just have such a blah feeling? But really it's because we have to take the time to bring the joy into our life. That feeling that you're looking for, that warm, fuzzy feeling, that feeling of contentment and peace, that feeling of calmness, that joy feeling that you're looking for, guess what, ladies? You are responsible for bringing that feeling to yourself, no one else. And so it's very, very important for you to understand that joy is your responsibility. So how do you do that? Again, you take 15 minutes each day to do something that makes you smile, makes you appreciate life. And then, of course, remember that you have to automatically, deliberately act on finding your joy. It's not something always that is just going to be there. You have to deliberately act on finding your joy. So it's very, very important. I know I'm a big fan of jazz and of acoustical music, and Earl Klugh is one of my favorite guitarists. And I have this one CD that he has out that is so beautiful, beautiful acoustical guitar music, and it just puts me into just this wonderful trance. It puts me into this mode that says everything is going to be all right and you should be happy and grateful because God created you and chose you to be here on earth at this time. And it just makes me feel wonderful. And I listened to that this morning, and it just put me in a mode to get things done and make things happen. And that was just something simple that I did, okay? So whatever it is that you choose to do to bring your joy, make it happen. So I charge you, ladies, to go out and find your joy, and when you get it, hold on to it. For those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. And this is Trina Newby, your host and success coach. Again, I see that we have more people that are tuning in to the show, and I appreciate you guys letting people know. We want to get as many people on the show as possible today because we really are going to be talking about a hot topic, focusing on the five and the six figures. You know, a lot of the times we are so busy getting so excited about becoming a millionaire that we don't realize, look, the first stage is focusing on that five and six figure income, you know, and of course that means that five figures means, you know, starting at from $10,000 to $100,000. Let's focus on getting there. And then as we begin to climb the financial ladder, we can look at setting that bigger goal. So we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about how to better prepare ourselves so that we can start generating the revenue that we need, because at the end of the day, being in business is truly all about making a great income. I don't know anyone that is in a for-profit business that's just happy with not making any money. Do you? Okay, so what I want to do is I have some great stuff to share today about that, and I think it's going to give you some clarity. And so I want you to call as many people as you can. If you're at your desktop, email some people quickly with the radio show phone number or get on your social networks. Type it out because we've got some great information, okay? And, you know, again, as I said before, one of the things that we have really been focusing on all during the month of April is the power of choice. And so I'm going to connect that with you. I'm going to tell you why the power of choice is so important when it comes to making some decisions about the type of income that you're making. You're going to learn about that in just a little bit. So stay tuned for that. I want to go ahead and announce something very special, and that is I want to announce the Kindle 3G contest winner. Now, the Kindle 3G contest was from March 19th through April 19th. So you had to have registered by the 19th of March and then at least minimum participate in our social network once daily through April 19th. And then, of course, the person with the most points for posting, for blogging, for connecting, you had an opportunity to be the winner. Okay, so we have a winner. And I'm just really, really excited to announce that. And so we're going to do a drum roll. And the winner of the Kindle 3G contest for Women About Biz Social Network is Betty Scott. Betty Scott had 168 points, And the second person was Melody Kennedy, who won second place. Now, the first place winner wins a Kindle 3G. But you know what, Melody, I appreciate you for participating so much. I'm going to figure out something to give you, something that you will be able to get value from. So stay tuned for that as I call you and talk about that. But for now, I want to congratulate Women About Biz member Betty Scott, who is the winner of the Kindle 3G by Amazon. Betty, girl, you're going to get your Kindle this week in the mail, and you're going to be so excited to use it. I tell you, I have a Kindle myself, and I can't tell you how valuable it is for traveling, for reading. It's just wonderful. So stay tuned for that, and congratulations again to Betty Scott, who won the Kindle 3G. And I'm not sure if Betty is on the air with us today. If you are, Betty, you can press star 1 on your phone, and we can chat with you for a few seconds just to congratulate you. If not, just know that Betty Scott is the winner, and she will be notified via email, and she will be given a call as well as the winner of the Kindle 3G. Now, I want to encourage all of you who are listening today, if you're not a member of Women About Biz, make sure you go ahead and join our organization. Sign up for our silver membership, which is free, of course, and then go ahead and set up your profile for the Women About Biz social network so you can start participating. What we're going to be doing throughout the year is we're going to be giving away some fantastic prizes. As you see, we've already given away the Kindle 3G, and we're going to be coming up with some other things to give away. So stay tuned and start participating in the social network community. With that said, I'm going to go ahead and just call out also some other things that are going on at Women About Biz. We want to highlight some articles that you should consider reading. And if you visit the womenaboutbiz.com website and click on community, we have those articles highlighted right there in the front page of the community section. So one of the articles that we have that you need to read is Writing Your Working Business Plan. So if you're looking for a really good business plan outline and you're more concerned with where you're going the first 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, and you need something to serve as your personal blueprint, this is a great outline for that. The next article that we have, which is very good as well, is 5 Ways to Market Your Business on the Internet. You can read that as well. And then another article that we have, which is a really in-depth article, is called Procrastinate No More. That is an article that we created, believe it or not, as a result of a topic from the Successful Woman Radio Show, and then we turned it into a very in-depth article. So if you're really trying to figure out how to be more productive in your business, in your life, if you're really trying to rid yourself of procrastination, this is a great article for you to read. And again, those 3 articles that we are introducing to you this week is Writing Your Working Business Plan, 5 Ways to Market Your Business on the Internet, and Procrastinate No More. And again, you can check out these great articles by visiting womenaboutbiz.com, clicking on Community in the top red menu bar, and if you scroll down a little bit after the pictures in the middle, you'll see the articles listed, and when you click on the Read Now button, it'll pull up a separate screen and go right to that article. And again, ladies, these are some great articles for you to read, and I just really encourage you to go right there. And then also send a link to those articles to friends. This is great information that you can post in your social networks as well. Remember, posting good, useful material and information in your social networks is a way to share with people and at the same time add value to what you are giving. That adds credibility to you. So you can post a link, not the article itself, but you can post a link to that article and say, hey, this is a great article. You guys need to read it. And I'm sure that there'll be many people who run across your social network post that appreciate you sharing that with them. Another thing that's going on at Women About Biz that we're getting ready to do is starting up in May, we're going to actually be focusing more on the topic of what we did our teleclass on last week, which is running your business solo. We realized that probably about 90% of all of our members at Women About Biz are solo entrepreneurs who are either working full-time or part-time and running a business. And so we realized that you need more tools, more clarity on understanding how to get things done efficiently. And so March, June, and July, we are going to be doing a special group coaching session specifically geared towards women who want to increase their skills on running their business from a solo perspective. Now, this just doesn't mean that you're by yourself, but we're going to show you how to form your team, how to get things done more efficiently, how to delegate, how to, you know, boss your own self, how to set up your system. We're going to show you all of that through our group coaching program. So, ladies, if you've not thought about joining the Women About Biz Gold membership, this is a great time to take a look at that. You know, again, that membership is just $1.30 a day. That equates to about $39 monthly, and you get so much for that amount. You get the group coaching, you get audios, you get the teleclasses, you get to listen to all of the teleclass recordings. You get so much for that amount. But the group coaching is really the big value because, as you know, group coaching can cost anywhere from $250 a month upwards to about $1,000, depending on, you know, what network you're looking at. But we give you the same exact quality and more for just that $1.30 a day. That falls in line with the goal of Women About Biz, and that is to make coaching affordable to all women and to make coaching available and bring you quality information. So that is why we have that. So I encourage you that if you're interested in really fine-tuning your ability to be the CEO of your company and run your business solo, you definitely want to go ahead and connect with our coaching program at Women About Biz. I want to also, just as a side note, say to everyone, if you have requested a power talk and you did not hear from us, I want to, first of all, apologize, but say that there was a glitch in the registration system at the Power Talk, and somehow the requests were being logged in the database, but were not coming through the email to let us know that there was a Power Talk request. So what I'm asking is that if you are interested in a Power Talk, which is a 30 to 45-minute free power session with me, to discuss a challenge that you might be having or to brainstorm on your ideas, go to www.tiny, that's T-I-N-Y, U as an umbrella, R-L, so that's tinyurl.com/powertalk. Again, that's tinyurl.com/powertalk. And you can request a power talk with me. And I so enjoy giving and doing power talks. I really love learning about your businesses and how I might be able to empower you with some resources or tools that you may not have known about. So, ladies, make sure you take advantage of that Power Talk special offer, and that is one Power Talk per person each year, unless you participate in a teleclass, and I offer a Power Talk specifically pertaining to that teleclass as well. It is 12:23 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. At this time, we're going to give you the opportunity to promote your business, okay? We're going to give you the opportunity to share your business and to tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods, as the weatherman would say. So at this time, I'm asking you to press star 1 on your phone keypad. Again, press star 1 on your phone keypad if you'd like to share information about a new product or service, or if you'd like to give us your fan page or your website URL, or if you just want to share with us some good news about your business. Go ahead at this time and press star 1, and of course we'll bring you live and let you share that. Now, keep in mind, ladies, you only have about 30 seconds to do that. Okay, so try to stay structured. Give us your name, what city you're calling from, and then proceed with your comment. I see that we have someone already who's pressed star one. Your last four of your phone number is 8509. You are live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, how you doing? I just actually dialed in, and I've always missed the opportunity to listen to your show, so I'm really excited about listening to the show.
Wonderful.
But I have a health coaching business. I'm a holistic health
coach.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Natalie Hannons,
okay.
And I'm in Conyers, Georgia.
Okay. Hi, Natalie. And go
Hi.
Ahead and let us know about your wonderful business.
Okay. I'm a holistic health coach, and I have a website, www.rawbusiness.biz. And I have a lot of information on the website. Where people can log in, and you can even get a free book for logging in and just checking out the website.
Wonderful, Natalie. And Natalie, tell us, what does that mean to be a holistic coach? How can you help us? What can you help us with?
Well, it's really about the whole person. A lot of times we think holistic and we think medicines, but it's about relationships. It's about your spiritual life, anything that has to do with you and your overall health. So there's a lot involved in the process.
Okay. And Natalie, go ahead and call out your website again.
Oh, thank you. www.rawbusiness.biz.
Okay. And that's rawbusiness.biz as in zebra, right?
Yes, that's it.
Wonderful. Okay, so Natalie, we thank you so much for joining us at Successful Woman Radio, and make sure you tune in every Monday at 12 noon, okay?
Yes, I will. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Okay, thank you. Well, we had Natalie who shared with us that she is a holistic coach, and she invited us to go to www.rawbusiness.biz, and that's rawbusiness.biz. So thank you so much, Natalie, for sharing with us who you are. And I'd like to extend to Natalie to make sure you go to womenaboutbiz.com and register also on our social networks and set up your profile so we can get to know you better. Ladies, we have room for about two or three more people, so if you can, go ahead and press star one now. Press star one now. That way you can go ahead and introduce your business and let us know who you are. Wonderful. I see that we have another listener. The last four of your phone number is 5075. 5075. You are live on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. My name is Rosemary, and I am a passion party consultant.
Okay.
And I do have a website. It's www.timediva.com.
Time Diva, D-I-V-A?
Good Time Diva, yes.
Okay. GoodTimeDiva.com. Okay, wonderful. Go ahead.
And what I do is I host in-home parties to educate in a really fun way women on different ways to spice up their sex life.
Okay. And I'm sure a lot of us listening can use that, right? Spicing up our sex life. So give us your first name again.
It's Rosemay.
Spell that, Rosemay.
It's Rose like a flower, May like the month. R-O-S-E-M-A-Y.
Okay, wonderful, Rosemay. And again, you're with Passion Party, and your website is www.goodtimediva.com, correct?
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Rosemay, thank you so much for sharing Passion Party with us. And so, ladies, if you want to spice up your life and you're interested in Passion Party products, make sure that you give Rosemay a call. Rosemay, how can they connect with you?
They can go to my website, and on my website, my phone number and my email address is on there.
Okay, you can give your phone number out right now if you care to.
Sure, it's 334-425-5075. And I live Yeah, and I live in Marietta, so.
In Marietta, wonderful, wonderful. Rose May, thank you so much, and we look forward to you participating again with us at womenaboutbiz.com as well. So if you haven't joined our social network, make sure you do so.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Wonderful. It's 12:29 after the hour, and for those of you who have just tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is Trina Newby, your host and success coach, and I think we have room for one more. So one more lucky person who wants to press star 1 and let us know about an event or something going on or your business, go ahead and press star 1 now, because we're getting ready to go ahead and move into our hot topic, focusing on the 5- and 6-figure income. Wonderful. Well, again, I want to congratulate Betty Scott, who was the winner of our Kindle 3G. She participated in the community participation contest and had the most points, 168 points. So, Betty, congratulations again to you. And you are going to be receiving your Kindle, guess what, this week. So I'm very, very excited about that. And, of course, Betty hopefully will be recording herself holding her Kindle, and you all can see her comments on the social network when we put it up. So hopefully we'll get all of that done this week. So Betty will be able to read off of her Kindle, and I'm very excited. And I've got some great other technical gadgets that I want to give away as prizes as well. My goal is to give away a notepad the next time. And so we are right now looking at sponsors who are willing to give us big discounts so that we can have a notepad as our next contest in the social network. So stay tuned for that. I want to go ahead and move into our hot topic today. And the topic is very special to me because, of course, I consult and coach a lot of business women, and a lot of the times I realize that we're all excited and focused about just about the business itself, that you created the business and you know, that you've now got your business cards and you're ready to roll. But sometimes I think that we have to really redirect our excitement on just the money itself. I really do, because sometimes as women, I think that we stray away from that topic of money. You know, when I ask business women why they are in business, many give me answers such as, well, to follow my passion, or I want to help others, or to, you know, to fill a need in the industry I'm in. You know, I hear all of those wonderful, nice, right answers, okay? And there's nothing wrong with that. But listen, ladies, the truth of the matter is that as business women, we all should be in business not only to help others or to fill a need, but to make money as well. And I know, we hear a lot of people say, but if you provide that service and you fulfill that need, the money is sure to come. But that is not always true. If you don't have a set purpose on how you're going to bring that money in, I don't care how good that business is, and I don't care how many people you're fulfilling a need for, the money still won't come always, okay? And many of you who are listening can probably testify to that very fact. Here's a quick question. How many of you out there listening right now are really busy and you feel like you're doing a whole lot, but you're not seeing the money come in, and yet you know that you're fulfilling a need and you are helping other people? You see what I'm saying? So one of the things that's very, very important when looking at focusing on the money is that you really do have to start setting the goals. You really have to start paying more attention to the money. You can't be scared to ask for the money, and you can't be scared to start paying more attention to the money. I'm not sure what it is, but sometimes I think as women we have some type of internal guilt trip going on, and therefore we stray away from talking about money too much or thinking about money too much. But listen, ladies, we've got to snap out of it, okay? We've got to snap out of it, and we've got to start looking at the end result of what it is that we want in our business and in our lives, okay? Now, I know that the word millionaire sounds exciting, and it's a wonderful goal to set. Trust me, it's a great goal. However, I believe in breaking it down, and, of course, before you can reach the million-dollar mark, you have to reach the 5- and 6-figure income first. That's very, very important. So I'm going to be sharing with you some things today about better preparing yourself to reach that 5- and 6-figure income, specifically in your business. Now, what I would like is I would like to also have you press *1 if you'd like to make a comment on anything I'm saying, or if you'd like to share a testimony of your own, or if you yourself have any questions as it relates to this topic that I'm discussing today live on the show. So again, ladies, you know, get your pens and your notepads out, because I think you're going to find this today's topic very, very interesting, okay? Now, as most of you know, our theme this month is all about the power of choice and taking control of our destiny through our own actions. So therefore, we must have control over our income and finances, and we must choose, okay, to take action on earning a 5- to 6-figure income, guess when? This year. I'm not talking about next year or the year after next. I'm talking about this year. That's right. This is April. We have about 8 months left in the year. You can still make it happen. Now, what does 5- to 6-figure mean? Well, 5 figures start off at $10,000, okay? Anything under that is 4 figures, okay? So 5 figures starts at $10,000 and then moves on until the end of that $10,000, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $90,000, then $100,000. So we're talking about anything between $10,000 and $100,000, okay? Setting your goals between there. So if you have not started setting your goals to figure out, okay, where you need to be financially, now is a really good time. And when I say now, I mean today. It's that urgent, because if you don't know how much money you want to make this year, if you don't know how many customers you need in order to make that money happen, then guess what? You do not have clarity. You do not have clarity. So what I want to do right now is I want us to start sharing with one another, what is your goal this year? I want to know, what is your realistic goal of the amount of money that you'd like to see coming into your business this year? What is your goal? Press *1 and just share with me the amount, the figure. Tell me who you are, your city, and, hey, this is what I want to earn this year. You know, I'm a true believer that if we cannot verbally declare what it is that we want to make out loud, then I have a feeling that we're not really declaring it to ourselves on a mental level either, okay? So I want you to verbally declare out loud how much money you want to make for the rest of this year. And you ladies can go ahead at any time and press *1 on your phone keypad and share with me how much you want to make. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and just start talking about this, because this is just, this is a serious topic to me, because I know a lot of people are not focusing on the right thing. Now, of course, if you're already at the 6-figure income with your business, then, you know, you're ready to push it to the mid-6 figures and so on until you're ready to set that $1 million goal. But for those of you who are micro business owners, you're still trying to make that happen with your business, earning 5 figures to 6 figures in your business is fantastic. It's a starting point. It's where you're trying to get. And as you start, for example, with your 5 figures, a minimum of $10,000, and move up with your goals, you're going to make more and more money and be able to do more things with that money. Okay, so it's a fantastic thing to make a gross profit of $10,000 if you're just starting out, but you get to set your goals. I'm not suggesting that you start at $10,000 at all by any means. What I'm saying is that anywhere between $10,000 and $100,000, that's what you should be realistically trying to set your goals at if you're at the zero level, or if you're below, you're still in the 4 figures with your business. Because you've got to go ahead and take those beginning steps so that you can at some point set your $1 million goal. So for right now, what I'm encouraging you to do is to be realistic and start setting that 5-figure goal or that 6-figure goal in your business, because it's the first step to taking and creating your financial wealth. You know, oftentimes when we hear of or see other women being successful, we get so excited, and, you know, we want to do that too. However, while it looks like it may have come easy for a lot of those wealthy women that we see, it didn't necessarily. It takes commitment, ladies. It takes knowledge in what you want to earn money in. It takes a strong power team of people to support you and assist you, and what I term as unshakable faith, okay? It takes a lot of unshakable faith. That is a faith and belief so much in yourself that it catapults you into positive and swift action. That's what it's going to take. And so a lot of the times when we see people being successful, we get really excited and even inspired by their success stories. And we want the same thing for ourselves. And, you know, I think a lot of times as women, we sit in la-la land a lot, just dreaming about what we could have if we had $100,000 or if we had $250,000 or $500,000. But a lot of the times we don't take our dreams and put it on paper and take that swift action. So we have to learn to start having that unshakable faith in ourselves to really make it happen. And I'm going to say something. And I'm just going to just go ahead and break it down for you and just say, I believe that most business women who are in the micro category are not real with themselves and are not taking action. I believe that a lot of us don't have that unshakable faith required to really make it happen in our businesses. And I'm here to say that we have to get there. We have to get to that point, okay? And that is so very important. You know, the biggest life lesson that I have learned about generating a six-figure income is that it does not have anything to do with the money itself. A lot of the times what I have learned personally for myself is that I held my own self back. I held myself back based on hang-ups, based on what thinking about what everybody else was thinking about me, procrastinating, trying to be too perfect so I didn't get my website up. A lot of things didn't happen. You know, a lot of things contributed to my not making that six-figure income. And as soon as I made a decision to start believing strongly in myself and start taking that swift action, as soon as I made that determination, things started popping, ladies, and I reached that six-figure income that I wanted to reach. So I think it's very important for you to understand that in order for you to make the money that you want to make, it doesn't have anything to do with money in the beginning. It really has to do with you laying out a foundation about believing in yourself and having that kind of faith in yourself that it automatically just pushes you into positive and swift action. You're going to take that action, and you're just not going to stop until you get what it is that you're looking for. And, again, as I said before, I feel that a lot of women are not there. They're not there in that mental mode that they need to be in. And I know Natalie, who is listening in at the time, who's a holistic coach, I know Natalie's probably shaking her head and saying, you're right, because the foundation to success, ladies, the foundation to success is all about believing in yourself. That's the very first part of being successful. No belief or having a low degree of belief in yourself is not going to get it when it comes to being successful and declaring what it is that you want for yourself. So I want to encourage you, okay? I want to encourage you, first and foremost, to learn to start having that unshakable faith in yourself. Now, how do you have unshakable faith? How do you develop a level of belief so strong in yourself that it pushes you into natural action without you even feeling like you're pulling a tooth or anything, or you're not even procrastinating? It just makes you feel like you're ready to roll right into action. Well, I think faith comes from believing, and belief comes from proof, right? Believing comes from you having proof that something can indeed occur. So as it pertains to us and business, okay, I think that you have to have proof of yourself being able to manage your business and do whatever you need to do to make it happen. So that's going to require you having proof that you have gained the knowledge that you need to have in your business to lead your company as a CEO, that you've acquired the skills necessary, okay, to run your business. And if you don't have the skills necessary, that you have identified or connected with a person who can help you to get it done and make it happen. This is why it's so important to create a power team of people, a list of people who you don't necessarily call on all the time, but you've developed a relationship with them ahead of time so that you are able to call upon them for various services, whether it's graphics design, logo, whether it's virtual assistant, whatever it might be, you can call upon those people when you need them, okay? So I think that that is the core of success, is having unshakable belief in yourself. And I'm not talking about everyday belief, okay? I am not talking about everyday belief. I'm talking about, again, a belief so strong that it naturally catapults you into positive and swift action. That's the kind of belief I'm talking about. There are different levels of belief that we can have in ourselves. And based on the level of belief that we're at, it could be the very reason why we are not seeing the level of results that we want to see. So, again, I want to encourage all of us, very, very important, I want to encourage all of us to go ahead and work on having that unshakable faith, that level of belief that really pushes us into swift action, because that's what it is all about. It is 12:45 after the hour, and you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. If you're finding this topic interesting and you've got something to say about it, go ahead and press *1 on your phone keypad, and then we will unmute you and you can share with us your comments. We're talking about focusing on the 5- and 6-figure income. We're talking about setting your goals, ladies, making it happen. You know, I have about 5 ways that I want to share with you, ways to better prepare to receive your 5- and 6-figure income, to start setting those goals. So I want to go ahead and just roll right into that and give you those 5 ways, okay? First of all, you definitely need to set your financial goals for the rest of this year, okay? You know, all towards the middle of last year through December, I talked about creating your business strategy and figuring out what it is that you wanted to do with your business for 2012, and now we're in 2012, and can you believe 4 months have passed us by already? So what I want to encourage you to do is to set your financial goals for the rest of this year. Now, you do that by, first of all, evaluating the maximum revenue you feel your business can generate. And that's based on your marketing budget, you know, because marketing has everything to do with you bringing those new clients in. So that's based on your marketing budget and the time you have to give to the business and your current customer base. So let me kind of repeat that. Set your financial goals for the rest of this year, okay? But before you do that, there's some things that you need to take a look at. You need to evaluate the maximum revenue you feel your business can generate based on your marketing budget and the time you have to give to the business and your current customer base, okay? Because if you don't know how much money it's going to cost you to market your business, then that's the first place you need to start at, because everybody has to have a marketing budget of some kind, okay? We're not talking, when I say marketing, we're not talking about advertising in a magazine or cable TV or anything like that, but just simple marketing techniques are going to cost some type of funds, okay? So you need to be prepared for that. So do you know the maximum amount of revenue that you can bring into your company? And do you know how much money you may have to spend on marketing in order to generate that revenue? What about your time factor? You know, some women are working full-time and part-time, and so you have to be careful about setting a goal for a business that you're running full-time, that you may need to run full-time when you're only able to run it part-time because you're working full-time. Be very careful about that, because you can set yourself up and sabotage yourself for failure. So if you're working full-time and you're running your business part-time, then work within that boundary to set your goals, okay? And last but not least, make sure that you look at your current customer base, because the 80-20 rule really is true. 80% of your business can come from 20% of your customers. So take a look at that. Now, the next thing is ask yourself a huge question, okay? Do you know whether or not your business has the ability to even generate a six-figure income? Because I'm here to tell you that some of you have businesses that cannot generate six-figure incomes. You know, it might can generate $500 to $1,000 a month, but that's, what, $12,000 a year max? So you need to know what amount of money your business has the potential to generate, okay? Now, I want to quickly give you a formula for determining the number of customers needed in order to meet your financial goals, because a lot of people ask me that question. So here it goes. I'll try to go slow with it, ladies. Okay, here's the formula for determining the number of customers needed. You take your financial goal, whatever number that might be, $30,000, $50,000, $100,000, you take your financial goal, and then you divide that by the average cost of your product or service. And whatever figure you get, that is the number of customers that you need. So I'm going to give you an example of what I'm saying. Okay, say my goal is to make this year in my business $50,000, okay? And the average cost of my product, let's say, is $85. Let's say I'm a consultant and I charge $85 an hour. Then that's telling me that at some point I need, over the course of making that $50,000, in order to do that at $85 per unit, I need 588 orders, okay? If I divide that by 8 months, it means I need 73 customers a month, or I need 18 customers a week. So that sounds like a lot, right? So, but I know what I'm dealing with. If I just stuck with that one revenue stream, I know what I'm dealing with. So I have to ask myself then, is that too, based on my time, is that too much for me? Or is it just right? Or do I need to lower that financial goal just for the time being? Because of the time I have, because of my marketing budget or what have you. So that's how you start out, and that's what you start doing. So, again, the formula is your financial goal divided by the average cost of your product or service. That equals the number of customers that you're going to have to come up with. And, of course, you can start after you have that number of customers, you can divide that by the rest of the number of months in the year, and, again, by the number of – once you have that number, by the number of weeks – by four for the number of weeks in a month to really get exactly how many customers you might need on a weekly basis. So I know that's kind of jumbled a little bit there, but I wanted to share that formula with you because a lot of people don't know how to determine that. Number two, consider multiple streams of income sources. Now, I want to clarify what I'm saying when I say multiple streams of income sources. Ladies, if you have a full or part-time job and you're running a business, you can't very well try and start another business that needs just as much attention from you. So when I say multiple streams of income, it means that you need one main business, okay, that you're going to give a large part of your time to. But then you might want to look at other things such as investments, maybe real estate, internet ventures that require, for example, initial setup and a set amount of time, but after that it requires minimum maintenance. This is the case with things such as writing ebooks. Once you write an ebook, you take the time to write an ebook on a particular topic and set up a sales page for that ebook and set up your PayPal account and everything. Once you did that and then put out various articles with links coming back to that ebook, then that can keep selling for you without you having to do a whole lot of maintenance, okay? You know, maybe once or twice a month you might put out a new article or throw out some more links or post some stuff to your book or hold a free teleclass to push towards that particular ebook. So that's a good thing. Webinars are very good. If you have a particular knowledge in something that you know is a need and people want to hear about it, Perhaps you can set a goal to do a webinar. Once it's recorded, you can continuously sell that particular webinar. Also, there are affiliate sales, okay? Being an affiliate simply means that you are going to set up links or set up a sales page to sell a product that you did not develop yourself, but you know it's in demand, and you're setting up an affiliate page along with links to that site, and you're setting up a couple of articles and different things like that to push back to that site. So what happens in multiple streams of income with these types of things that require minimum maintenance after the initial investment of time and money is that these things put together can bring in sums of money, okay? And there are some internet what I call thousandaires out there that are earning, you know, $2,000, $3,000, $10,000, even $20,000 and $30,000 a month from these type of ventures that I've told you about. And I happen to be one of them. So I know what I'm talking about, that you can have a lot of other things that require minimum maintenance without you actually spending a lot of time in it after the initial investment and setup, okay? So, again, I'm not saying start five businesses, all that are going to require the same amount of time and investment. I'm saying you have one main business, but you may have to think about considering multiple streams of income sources if your main business is not capable at the time of bringing you in the amount of money that you're looking for or that you want to set a goal for, okay? So I want you to think about that, okay? Next, number three, with something that's very important, and that is eliminate activities that are not, and I repeat, that are not contributing to your financial goals. You know, ladies, a lot of us are too busy being busy and not focusing enough on the end result. If you're a mom, of course you can't cut out activities with your children or forget doctor's appointments. Or if you're married, of course, you know, you have to make sure that your husband is taken care of. But there are other things that you can cut out. For example, the hours spent throughout your week watching television. Or you can cut out shopping at the mall if you're going to the mall 2 and 3 times a week. Of course, as you know, that's going to really save us money, right? Okay, so there are a lot of things that you can cut out to gain the hours needed to focus specifically on making that money. And then, of course, this is something that I know a lot of women still are not doing, but when you're a micro business owner, you don't have a lot of marketing dollars to spend always on reaching out to hundreds or thousands of people at the same time. So what you have to do is break it down and start from where you are. So I always recommend that you call at least 3 to 5 new connections a day, so that you can turn those individuals into prospects and increase your marketing list, your list of people who might be interested in what you have so that you can connect with them through emails, discount coupons, and so forth. And if you're not connecting with people like that, then, again, this could be a reason why you're not seeing your customer base increase, okay? Remember, marketing is all about the law of average. So in order for you to get a certain number of customers, you have to have talked or exposed your business to a certain number of people, okay? And I like to stick with the 5% to 10% rule. So that means for every 50 to 100 people that you talk to, you're going to get anywhere between 5 and 10 prospects. And from that number, 5 to 10 prospects, you will be able to convert anywhere between 30 to 50% of those individuals. And last but not least, ladies, you know, you have to develop a strategy or a system for accomplishing your financial goals. You do. You have to have a blueprint for how you want to accomplish your financial goals. And if you have not did that, then that in and of itself is a problem. So as you can see, you've got a better focus on making that 5 or 6 figure income. You've got a better focus on that, okay? At this time, we're going to go ahead, ladies, and move into the inspirational moment right after this. about the power of choice this week, ladies, and it's all about focusing on your financial goals. This week, tell yourself, I have the power to accomplish my financial goals. I have the power to achieve the 5- and 6-figure income that I desire. Write your 5- or 6-figure income goal down on a piece of paper and declare it so and make it happen. Tune in next week, ladies, as we continue on with the power of choice. Next week is our last Monday in this month of April, April 30th. Tune in at 12 noon. And on behalf of Successful Woman Radio and WomenAboutBiz.com, I wish you peace, prosperity, and much abundance. Take care, everybody.